About a century ago, Black Americans in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, created an alternative to the city's segregated transportation system. It was called Safe Bus, the first African-American-owned transportation company in the entire state. That company is now part of the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. David Ford of member station WFDD brings us this history of Safe Bus.
The morning rush at Winston-Salem's main bus terminal has now slowed. Passenger lines are short, and drivers meander in and around the station. There's a lot of history here at the Transportation Center, beginning with the facility's namesake, Clark Campbell.
People put Mr. Campbell on a pedestal because he was literally someone that everybody knew who drove or worked in public transportation in Winston-Salem for 63 years.
That's Winston-Salem Transit Authority Marketing Manager Tina Carson Wilkins. She says many of those years were spent behind the wheel of a Safe Bus. The Black-owned transportation company was formed in 1926 to serve the African-American community, getting people to and from work at a time when trolleys ruled the roads, extending into white neighborhoods only.
So people in East Winston needed to either walk to where the trolleys were, get on the trolleys and go to the back of those vehicles, or they would have to get a ride to where they could pick up a trolley.
For years, those rides were provided by jitneys, small buses, and other passenger cars. Some two dozen independent jitney drivers fiercely competed for nickel fares in vehicles that were often dangerous to operate. Rivalries, altercations, and complaints eventually led to an ultimatum.
If you can't work together, then you can't work.
In April of 1926, 21 of them met, agreed to merge services, and form a company that would meet the needs of the underserved East Winston community. Safe Bus Company stocks were sold. $100,000 was raised, fares were set at 5 cents a ride, and the service began 1 month later. 97-year-old Jamie Morrison was born and raised in Winston-Salem. She remembers those early years well.
A lot of people back then, as I was growing up, was walking. And then when the weather were bad, they relied on the buses for transportation.
Morrison's older siblings, like many African Americans in the community then, worked for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. And they used Safe Bus to get to and from work. She says Safe Bus was embraced by the community for other reasons as well. The drivers were friendly, wore nice uniforms. Riders knew one another. And
we didn't have to sit in the back of the bus riding Safe Bus because it was owned by blacks.
By the time Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white person on an Alabama bus in 1955, Safe Bus had been in operation for nearly 30 years. Demand for the service was strong. The short-haul routes to densely populated East Winston, roughly 20% of the city, were highly profitable, and Safe Bus was hiring. At 21 years old, Priscilla Stevens became the company's first female driver, instructed by none other than Clark Campbell himself.
And he trained me one day, like on a Friday, and I had to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles. That Sunday, I had a ride of my own. I worked from 5:15 that morning to 11:40 that night.
Stephen says she enjoyed the work, always loved to drive, 32 years accident-free, but she says being with Safe Bus was more than just a job.
And you become family once you get to know everybody. So I was with them in the morning when they get on the bus and go to work. In the afternoon, they look for me when they got ready to go home. So they got to the point where they would bring me gifts during the Christmas, and we got along just fine.
Safe Bus continued to grow its fleet, and the black community took pride in the company's success. In 1968, after Winston-Salem's contracted bus carrier left town, Safe Bus was told by the city to fill that void and provide transportation to all residents. This made it the largest African-American-owned and operated transportation business in the country.
These are some of our laminated newspapers.
Its history is preserved here at the Winston-Salem African-American Archive. Boxes and boxes of articles, documents, and photos dating back to the 19th century. Chanita Johnson is vice president of the archive.
At that particular time in history, there was not one other company like Safe Bus anywhere.
And yet, she says, Safe Bus history, like many other contributions made by the black community here, is rarely taught in schools and entirely underrepresented.
Many people do not know how Safe Bus began and that it was black owned. and how the transition occurred. People believe that it had no roots. And we have deep roots in Winston-Salem. African Americans have deep roots here.
Safe Bus formed out of the practice of segregation and eventually ended due to integration. When the company was forced to cover the entire city, lack of equipment, competition from rising automobile ownership, and a majority population not as willing to ride black-operated buses meant the end of Safe Bus. In 1972, the city purchased the company's assets, retained its staff, and it became, what it remains today, part of the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. The name may have changed, but the company's rich history of survival lives on a half century later. For Here and Now, I'm David Ford.